Car bombings are nothing new to Britain. The Irish Republican Army and its splinter groups often use them to deadly effect. But recent attacks and attempted attacks in Britain have relied on other means. The attacks on the London transport system almost exactly 2 years ago were carried out by Muslim suicide bombers carrying backpacks full of explosives. The plot to blow up flights from London to the United States that was thwarted last year planned to utilize liquid explosives smuggled aboard the aircraft. Police believe they are dealing with a terrorist cell either linked to or inspired by Al-Qaeda in the latest incidents. Bob Ayers, an intelligence and security specialist at the Royal Institute for International Affairs in London, says he believes the attacks are linked to Britain's involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan.
The difference between what we're seeing over the last weekend and what we're seeing last summer is a difference only in tactics, not necessarily in strategic objective. The purpose of the Islamic attacks on the UK has been to force the UK people and government to reassess its role vis-a-vis the United States in Iraq and Afghanistan. Car bombs are a tactical change, but they're not a strategic change.
Counterterrorism specialists say the weekend car bombs in London lack the sophistication of the IRA bomb makers. But Ayers says, while crude, they had the potential to be deadly. Blair Johannesson, an intelligence analyst at the private Terrorism Research Center, says the amateurish nature of the bombs suggests the perpetrators lacked the zeal of suicide attackers.
These guys ran from the scene. You could chalk it up to fear. Oh, I drove the car. It didn't explode. What do I do? Oh, my gosh, I'm going to run away. But from what I see is that if it was really something that was more professional, they would have stayed the root of the cause, and they would have found a way to make this go off the way it should have.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, who had not even been in office a full week, says he believes the abortive attacks are linked to Islamic extremism.
I think we've got to recognize what the nature of the threat that we're dealing with is. Al-Qaeda and people who are related to Al-Qaeda, and while I don't want to comment on the police investigation that is ongoing, it is clear that we are dealing in general terms with people who are associated with Al-Qaeda in a number of incidents that have happened all across the world.
Security analyst Bob Ayers says the term Al-Qaeda is a brand name that has become generic in the West for any Islamist terrorist group.
I think the Prime Minister, being relatively new in post, was using a term that is a shorthand and convenient way to describe this whole genre of Islamic radicals. Al-Qaeda doesn't issue an ID card, and you don't take an oath of office when you join Al-Qaeda. What we have is a group of radicals who are embracing the philosophy and the ideology as espoused by Al-Qaeda, but they're not necessarily part of a closely coupled, vertically integrated organization like a military force.
Early reports say at least two of the suspects in custody are physicians who were trained in Iraq and Jordan, respectively. Home Secretary Jackie Smith describes the investigation as fast-moving. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.